God, our helper, show us your ways and teach us your paths. By your Holy Spirit, open our minds that we may be led in your truth and taught your will. Then may we praise you by listening to your word and obeying it through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from Hebrew Scriptures. In Deuteronomy 30:15-20, Moses is providing a warning to those who are about to cross the Jordan. The people have a choice. Listen for God's word. Today, I offer you the choice of life and good, or death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I give to you this day, by loving the Lord your God, conforming to his ways, and keeping his commandments, statutes, and laws, then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are about to enter to occupy. But if in your heart you turn away and do not listen, and you are led astray to worship other gods and serve them, I tell you here and now that you will perish and not enjoy long life in the land which you will enter to occupy after crossing the Jordan. I summon heaven and earth to witness against you this day. I offer you the choice of life or death, blessing or curse. Choose life, and you and your descendants will live. Love the Lord your God, obey him, and hold fast to him. That is life for you and length of days on the soil which the Lord swore to give to you, your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is from the Revised English Bible.
Our gospel reading for the morning comes from Matthew chapter 5. I've added a few verses on the front because we heard them last week, but they're a transition, a bridge, and an introduction for today. So if you've been hanging around for a little bit, these will be familiar. Hear the word of the Lord. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said to those of ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you're angry with a brother and sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you're on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown in prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said you should not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife except on the ground of unchastity causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard it said to those of ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your yes be yes, or your no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord.